You know, I think next year we ought to do more lights in our yard.
Yeah.
More Christmas tree lights because
we're kind of thin this year.
We've got stuff kind of trimming the curb, but it's not. I mean, it's not like down the street.
You know what I think we should do?
What's that?
We should have $100.
I'd like to have $100.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we have $2 and a dough in the yard right now. We have those Christmas.
Oh, you're not talking about dollars.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about, we have $2 and a dough. We have one dough, not some dough, but just one dough. And they look pretty cute. And I noticed that most of the people in our neighborhood have at least one deer, this lit up deer thing.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking, we got the curb, right?
Yeah.
So let's just fill up the whole yard with deer.
We're like the gas station, man. We got the most valuable property
around
the corner.
Oh yeah. So I'm thinking, let's fill the whole yard with deer, and we'll get them. We'll only get the ones where their heads swing, and then if there's the back and forth, the left and right, and then there's the up and down. So we could put them together.
So you want to fill the yard with deer?
Yeah, I want to fill the entire yard with deer. But we're gonna line them up so that their heads all turn the same direction. And then the ones that go up and down, we'll put them, you know, going one way. Or maybe they'll be in the middle. And then the ones that go left or right, they'll be on the outside. And then we'll pipe in some Christmas music.
Yeah.
Or we could put some deer on the, what's that called? The risers. We'll put them on some risers they're in a choir. And then, la, 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 la. You know what I'm saying? Or they could sing Rudolph, you know. And they're all there.
Yeah.
And we could all stick, we could stick red noses on them.
That's funny.
Just a whole yard of deer. Whole yard of Rudolphs. Oh, that would be so cool.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Fun. I like that.
Okay, that's it.
When people make the curb, they'll be like, what is going on over there?
It's totally filled with deer. That's it. Okay, so after Christmas, we gotta buy up all the deer we can.
What I thought would be cool is if you took, your deer and you put them... You spaced them out, and you put them to where they're just one right ahead of the other one, and then you put the power plugs on like a little sequencer thing so that the first one comes on and then it goes off and then the next one comes on and it goes off.
How do you do the wiring for that?
I don't know. Well, see, we had to do. We had to look it up. We had to get an electronics book from the library, and we make it in the dark. It'll look like the deer's running across the yard. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Let's do that. That'd be fun.
Oh, we could get like get them on rods and like hang them up. So like we'll get them going up into the trees. So it's like he's taking off.
Well, let's not make it complicated.
Okay, we're on the air. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right. Brad and Chaz are podcasting daily. Everything from dating to bleach. Adding in the wives and the kids too. Listening to the Sunday pastors preach. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
I tell you what, that is probably. I'm still amazed that we have not had to pay for that jingle. That's the best jingle I've ever heard because it's stuck in your head.
Is it stuck in your head?
It is stuck in my head. It's playing right now. You can't hear it.
I can hear it in the morning when you wake up.
Can you?
Yeah.
I'm just one blind squirrel in the morning, though. One blind squirrel at night. But you can listen anytime you want.
There's not enough time
for
me to listen to all your shows. There's too many shows.
I know it. We've actually had that because we couldn't go back and listen to all of them.
I mean,
to pick out like we've talked about doing like the best of or top favorites or
I would whatever. Not want that job.
There's just too much. There's too many hours.
Because you could break it up. You could have the best of the best shows. You could have the best of Buford.
Oh, yeah.
You could have the best of the professor.
Yeah.
I mean, you could break it up any
way
you want.
But you're talking about hours and hours and hours. Do you calling out.
Speaking of shows.
Ew.
It's incredible.
What was that?
Because I just thought of something. It blew from the pit of the back of my brain and like slapped me right there between the eyes.
You should put a seatbelt on that thing.
I know. It's incredible what just flew up between my eyeballs. You know what I found on Netflix the other day? Dude. Oh, I have finally figured out why Netflix is so cool.
What'd you find?
Okay, first off, I just thought that it was movies. And then my friend, Anne, she said, oh, no, there's television on there, too. I said, really?
Well, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay, well, why would I want to watch television? Who cares? I mean, I get television. That's what I got, cable and, you know, DirecTV and all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't have an affiliate program, so there you go. Anyways, and so, you know, but I was like, why would I want to watch television? Why would I want to rent videos?
More, yeah.
Yeah, more television. Why would I want to, yeah, rent television? That doesn't make any sense to me. Because I see it at the video stores and, you know, whatever. That's so stupid.
Because the value proposition hasn't been offered. The correct value proposition not been.
They have not shown me this. Okay, but she goes, oh, yeah, you can do it by channel over here. And she showed me, like, they have a PBS channel. I was like, oh, I love PBS. So we went over to PBS and then we saw the Forsyth Saga series. Whew. From the Masterpiece Theater.
I have a
whole lot of phonics going on. And so I said, ooh, got to get that, right? So then I'm like, look a little more. Do you know what else I found? Found The Muppet Show. Not The Muppet Movie.
The
Muppet Show. Boom, boom, boom. Yes, that's what I saw. We didn't even rehearse that. That was great.
No, yeah.
Because you have no idea what I'm going to say next. And so I was like, oh, got to get that. And then I had to decide. Because I was thinking, oh, they probably just have one or two. No, they have series. I had to pick. There's like four series. And yeah. So I was like, oh, we're going to watch The Muppets. We get to turn the kids on to The Muppet Show.
I know, because they never really like syndicated The Muppets, did they?
I don't know what happened to that. Why is that not a repeat on TV Land? I don't understand that. That's quality. That and The Bionic Woman. I didn't even think to look up The Bionic Woman. Oh, I wonder if they have it. Okay, so then, I'm sweating. I just can't believe this. Okay, so then I had The Muppets on there, and now I'm trying to move my stuff around in my queue, you know, and all this. I had to upgrade, honey. I upgraded. I had to get the unlimited. I needed two movies at a time.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't do that one on one, just two a month. That's gone. That's out the window. I can't do that. Yeah. I can't live by those rules anymore.
They know that. That's why they offer you like the $5 a month.
Evil. Yeah. Evil. So yeah. Don't even go there.
Just have one slice of chocolate cake.
Just one thin wafer, sir.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat another bite. Oh, it's just one thin wafer. So anyways, but here it is. The one I cannot wait for.
Yeah?
The Hee-Haw Collection.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I had to choose.
Wow.
I had to choose. I mean, it was broken up by volumes, or I could get the Hee-Haw Collection. So I just went for the whole collection. I was like, bring it on. Bring it all on.
Wow.
Hee-hee-hee-ha-ha, bring it all on. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I cannot believe we're turning the kids on to Hee-Haw.
That's funny. You know what I can't wait for?
What?
Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I'd find true love. But you met another and you was gone. Yeah, I love that. I was cracked up when I was a kid. I'd do that. I'd make my parents do it like three or four times. And finally, they're like, okay, enough.
Yeah, we're not singing anymore.
Yeah. You know how I am. I walk around the house singing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we get to watch it. I can't wait.
That's
Netflix
great.
Rules.
That's fun, man. That's fun. Well, we get to watch Jason and the Argonauts the other night.
Oh, man. That's a great movie.
And Max was like glued to that thing. He thought that's,
yeah.
That's awesome. And it's like, it's totally teaching
Greek mythology.
Oh, which
totally rocked.
Which, you know, they don't teach in school anymore.
No.
They don't teach any of that kind of stuff in school anymore, and
they teach truthful stuff, like, you know, the real thing, like like evolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Good stuff.
Oh, I got another thing to share with you real quick. Just boop, 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 boop. So today in history, we had to read about...
In homeschool.
In our homeschool thing, we have a book called Peoples of the World, and we're starting with the first peoples. Well, we had a little slide, a little backsliding in our history book here of the peoples of the world, because the first peoples that they talked about were the ones that evolved from apes. So I said, you know what, Max? You can look at the pictures, and I'll tell you what I'll read the parts about the archaeologists and what they do and what their job is and, you know, and all this stuff. And we'll talk about carbon dating tests and, you know, all these things. But, you know, I just want you to know that this is their idea. And he already gets that there's creation and then there's evolution.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know it's evolution. He just knows, oh, this is the part where they say we came from monkeys, but that's not true. And I said, there you go. And then he says, okay, but, and I said, where do we come from? And he says, God. And I said, okay, and how did God make us from dust? I mean, he's got it all down, you know. And so, so we're doing the... So he's looking at the pictures, and I said, okay, we can use this, you know, we can use this page, you know, because we can talk about what archaeologists find and, you know, what they do, what their jobs are and all this kind of thing. And so at the very end, I said, you know, I said, we have to remember, we need to look at this stuff because we have to understand that there are people that believe that this is true. They really believe that evolution is the way we got started. And I said, it's important for us to understand what they believe. But it's also important for us to know that because we follow the Bible and we believe what God has taught us, that we believe the truth. And so we know how we really got started. And he says, yeah. And I said, so evolution, I said, is really a theory. I said, do you know what a theory is? And he said, no. And I said, it's a guess. It's a really good guess. Mm-hmm. These archaeologists dug these things up. They weren't there. They had this carbon testing. Didn't quite give them the right numbers. They didn't carry their decimal over or anything. The proper direction, and now they're all messed up. And I said, but a theory is a really good guess. I said, that archaeologist... It's better for him to say, my theory on how these people lived is this. Yes. Because it doesn't sound good for him to say, I guess that these people really lived like that. And Max goes, yeah, because if he said, I guess, it's more like saying, duh.
Yeah, it is.
And I said, yeah. He says, so instead he says, my theory. And I said, exactly. Yeah. And then Max was like, and then he just kept going, duh, I guess they live like this. Duh, I guess they came from monkeys.
He's so funny.
He was hilarious. Yeah, it's great to see
very,
his face.
It's very true, yeah, because there is a lot of, especially in universities and stuff, there's like all that pressure to be published and all that kind of stuff like that. And
you can't say, I guess.
You can't be saying, yeah.
No, you got to say my theory, my hypothesis. No, it's not hypothesis. You have a hypothesis for, then you have a theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, I thought that was funny. Max said, duh. It's a duh. Yeah. So that's exactly it.
It is important to understand the motivations behind the information.
Yeah.
You know.
Pride.
Yeah.
Yeah. The beginning of all fall, of the fall.
Now, what did we come here to talk about? That's all very good. I like that. It's almost a whole show all by itself.
I have no idea.
What did you come to talk about? Oh, we came to talk about gas for ads. Right?
Oh, okay.
Gas for ads.
Now, tell me about that, because I got a minivan. I got some real estate. What's that?
Well, there's a website out there that you can go to I'm trying to pull it up here real quick. It's called freegashelp.com. And now the reason I'm talking about it is because I saw it on a news, another news channel or whatnot was reporting on it. And it was apparently was somebody in the local area that was covering this. And anyway, it's you can get paid to drive your car. So like, let's say you have, like Brad and I have high mile, commutes, Well, if we were willing to put advertisements on our cars and drive around, you know, in our normal drive time, then they would pay us. So it says,
what do the ads look like?
Well, they're just like magnetic ads. Oh, magnetic sticker ads. So it's not like it's not all, it's not really like it's all that pretty, but you slap a couple of magnetic stickers on your car and you get paid.
Now, I could see an ad. I'm just being truthful here.
Sure.
I could see an ad that would fit on the back of my car because anybody parked behind me would be forced to read it. But honestly, unless I'm looking for the service, when there's the key right there, I guess. Unless I'm looking for the service, I don't pay any attention to cars that have magnetic signs on their door.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I, for the most part,
if that's all that's there, I wouldn't pay attention.
For the most part, I'm not really looking at this from the standpoint of the advertiser. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm just when I read about it, I was kind of like, that's kind of interesting because someone could get paid to drive their car around. Yeah. For the most part, I'm kind of like, well, it's not. It wouldn't even be my job to. it wouldn't even be my job to get. It'd be my job to put the ads on the car. Yeah. That's it. I mean, whether or not they're effective or not is not my responsibility. It's the advertiser's concern. So they have a couple of things here. You can get if you wanted to advertise, you can get a full car wrap. You can get two door magnets. There's a rear truck tailgate magnet. I mean, they got all these different. They have a bunch of different options, like window box signs and plate, license plate frames, and
sounds like it makes sense.
Yeah, and so what they do is they give you gas cards as a reward.
Cool.
And so what they say, if you do the full car wrap, it's a 1-year contract. Okay.
That sounds funny.
Isn't it funny? Yeah.
Would that be with spicy chicken or Caesar dressing?
Yeah. Get the full car wrap with the soda and the chips.
Fries on the side?
Yeah. No. You can make $200 a month.
Oh, I'm so... Okay, this is serious now.
Yeah. Wait a minute, my cousin did that. He painted that on the side of his car.
Yeah, but he used a regular brush and... And house paint.
Yeah, I paid him $5, but Buford's bait on the side of his car.
Did he make any money? Yeah, did he make any money
off of the deal? No, his mama got mad at him.
Oh, was it her car?
Yeah, it was her car. Well, she made the payments on it all.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I got to get back to it. I'll see y'all later.
All right. That's funny.
I wasn't expecting that.
Well, it's $200 a month is the gas card reward, and if you do the two door magnets, it's $30 a month. The truck tailgate is $25 a month, and it just keeps going. It kind of goes down. It keeps going.
Yeah, kind of staggers
different ranges. Yeah, and then you can get extra free gas, and they say. For specific types of vehicles. So if you have a Scion, a Mini Cooper, a VW Beetle, you get 5% extra free gas for 2,000 and newer vehicles.
You know, that's very smart because I do look at those cars. Yeah. I want a Mini Cooper.
Right. See, they're targeting the cars that. And if you have a car for it's bright yellow, or if you've you get and they have one here. Here's one that's just. Active military, you get 5% extra gas from being active military.
So if I paint the minivan yellow, then I could get some extra money.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, man, now daisy here, yellow. That's
here,
what
here are the program requirements.
Okay.
Okay. You must drive a minimum of 1,000 miles a month.
I'm out.
That's
you.
Brad and I are in. I'm thinking
we could do that each week.
We could make, between the two of us, we could make $400 a month.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm thinking we might do this. It says a vehicle must be in good cosmetic condition, must have a valid auto insurance. Only the registered owner of the vehicle may sign up for the program. That's okay. Nothing, no brainer.
That's fair.
Vehicle drivers must have a good driving record. Door magnets must be on the vehicle at all times, except during car washes. Customers responsible for door magnets and other sign advertisements. The company reserves the right to refuse any vehicle for any reason. They also have the right to end the contract with the customer at any time. If the advertisement is not found on the vehicle when there's a spot check, the customer contract will end, and the customer will be responsible to reimburse the company for all gas, free gas received, and a $50 administration fee will be charged.
Oh,
so don't
you got to pay gas for the guy to come out and check on you?
Yeah, well, yeah. So don't be checking around with the sign. Put it on your car and leave it.
How hard can that be?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's some people who say, sure, I'll do it, and then they stick the sign in the trunk. And it says if your signs are stolen or lost, customers must contact the office within 24 hours. So they'll get you new signs, so it's not a big deal. Free gas cards will be given out within 2 to 4 weeks, so there's a little bit of a gap. Mm-hmm. So they want to get you to driving around before they actually give you the gas card.
Mm-hmm.
After the vehicle has been verified for the advertisement, and then verification of 1,000 miles a month may be required. So proof may be required in the form of oil change receipts, repair receipts, blah blah blah. So some kind of third party.
Are they going to pay for my oil receipts?
No, I don't think so. But $200 a month. I mean, you're at least subsidizing your gas and your oil. So yeah. Anyway. That's
cool.
Freegashelp.com.
Well, you get on that, honey.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was very cool. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah. So we'll probably be doing that.
All right.
All right. Well, I hope that helps you out. And if it does, let us know. And if you do get your car, the full wrap thing, then...
go for the spicy chicken.
Yeah. And let us know if you gain any weight from that.
Good night, all.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.